In this poem, which is something of a love poem, I'm attempting to address the animal and the human, and the human and the animal. It is said that when I went to live in Gortahork, I started writing endlessly about small animals and birds and worms and things like that. But they were, in fact, metaphors or similes or one of these technical phrases for people. Sonnonberg, Schulam is drawn Tavne. Dient are guided as my back into your corner. Solo hollows to the sky and near hollows. Deeper not hollows again, and on the lawn and near to be. She may, if she will shall not be swat the issue, charged. Trust no flag of play, a pivot, a shilt, shimmer. Imi and Jira, Gamrini Gandestra, the Costa Patri. Smut issue. Edible is Google Drupster, Stalin. When a Jamal Tarbsberg, Cynthian, Arkin Sheer are in the Everest, Rains and Tufanon, Tritigan again T. Wild Shin, James Free Hum, Cognit, Arian Mean, Pyramids in Half, Fox. A twilight, excuse me, I gave up smoking 20 years ago because it was annoying me. Fox. At twilight we walked towards the pub. Our years together add facets to the conversation. Light fades. Shadows lengthen on the themes. Birds bicker. Bats fold sides. We see him, loath long, course the lazy beds, from hedge to hedge, hunting on the run, quick legs at even pace. Nose down, tail brushing dew, we stare. From a small height he turns to look back at us, unsure, a taste of challenge. Knows we are no threat, goes out of sight under the wind. Standing, we kiss, and our desire sends us back the small road to the house. Small animal, which isn't in this case a small animal at all, but a political prisoner. Those of us who have turf fires in the northwest, and probably in the southwest as well, have a galvanized iron bucket to take the hot ash out and leave it there to cool in a plastic burn. And I went out to my galvanized iron bucket to get another day's load of ashes and found a frog in it. A frog in turf ashes isn't going to be a very happy animal. And frog is the wokit. The frog's the wokit. Kahadamish is in a slagin yo. We woggin a scarna, the muggle and the suwila, and crackin umlan tirim in a woh of sherikya. There's a luish at the bone of heart there. In the hack tirim queer of the woon. In the hamel kajjas of any of that in tirim. Chunky and buckets from the stone, only corner of this day the ladies in winter, my head and kidding away. How is gay? Pumpkin chain, sea and cart, drimmy to the spear, a keg and the stride, through the gap, the ear, funnel. Booker and cloche, tease at, the hinder of more, push a hint to know it, rain or rain. Arc of rain, the honey of silly were a fracking, the ship up in the ship west. Tóginn sé rá láum ar chosin sé na húile na málaí go sáirí ar grona ar sa nás. Agus imi leat an is ar lóð sa djanta cead ár chyt an leafuíra agus ní réil sé án. And the theme is what does the liberal conscience do at the end of the period of civil unrest? Or what does the princess do with the frog? There's a frog in the bucket. How long has he been there? Barely alive, his throat is still, eyes filmed, skin wholly dry. He is shriveled spawn, his colour the yellow of turf ash around him. He is a dried out sheep turd. Offend the bucket. Innocence does not deserve a metal coffin, nor a yellow cell. Look, he stirs, sits up, arched back to the sky, feet steady. He looks at you, does not please, waits. The tap in the yard is near. It's nothing much to let a palm full dribble drop by drop. Look at his back. Baptism of water restores colours to his skin. He lifts two hands to Sheen's eyes, born without lash or brow. You may go now, the job done. Check in half an hour. He will be gone. And then in the fullness of time, and after a load of work in Irish, I decided, switch from marble to bronze, switch from acrylic to oil, try some work in English. So New Room Windows is the collection that came out recently from Doghouse in Tralee. The title poem is about the fact that after living for several years in a two-room cottage in Donegal, I got some money from somewhere and added a third room. Unlike the first two old rooms, this has windows on all sides, because like Jonathan Swift, I want the devil to have no corners to hide in. New Room Window, which obviously is the title poem. All three new walls have windows in the new room, so shadows do not layer or wheel. Light comes over my shoulder to my page. One evening's reading, R.S. Thomas and the Tearful Sunset, is punctuated by a dull and unexplainable sudden thud. Not a blinding flash of inspiration, heart incident, nor the anti-aircraft battery too close to Kurt Wagner's Berlin concert, 1944. I lower my head, go back to the hill country and the poet priest with whom I have some sympathy. In the morning, I see the eastern window has a small circle of neck down, fawn, beige and brown material. My sight line shows two double glazing twice, the line of hills where a mythic sunset food, a small keen bird, whether living now or dead, does not understand. There's a 1930s movie called Shangri-La about a valley in the high Himalayas where one doesn't grow old. And I did think that my house in Gorfheskia was for me. The high valleys of Nepal, perhaps less efficacious than we thought. Shangri-La. The sheep, sometimes cattle, occasionally one old horse, stands motionless in the sunken road, in the shelter belt that attracts them in the storm. I edge my car forward, my lights push them gently. If I insist, they can rear and kick and dint wing metal in their fear. This takes time, but they do go if given time. The gate lock is a process of so many steps, more when rain attacks. I advance the car, shut the gate, advance the car, open the house door locks, and enter. Nearly always, it is dusk. Mostly, the electricity works. And I blaze lights in all three rooms, turn on the heat, select music, draw curtains, face around again to bring the food in, bags and books. Sometimes, turning on the heat, I see the timer is behind. There's been a cut. The power failed in electrical, in overhead lines. While I was away, large animals shuffled at the gate. The burner did not ignite. Rain gathered on the southwest wall. The bog came closer. The flagstones dampened on the floor. And the pages, all the poems, dampened. Their face lines sagged. And then I wrote a poem about this business of moving from one language to another. We can do it in conversation. Over a pint, it's quite easy, you know. In writing, it's not quite so easy. And one doesn't know what it is. One isn't sure. We must just go on. Beckett said. The language shift. I'm saying the various different meanings of the word shift, including the women of Ireland and theirs. Migrating now on my own, tentative but definitively, day by day, line by line, into the worked landscape of a different language, I sometimes see thousand-year-old attitudes expressed unspoken in, say, the logical progression of subject, verb, object, agent, action, result, stress on individual responsibility, on Bobbin and Bible, while we said verb, subject, object, as though the agent was less subordinate to the act, just any one of a million peasants, or a thousand prison guards. And thus again, the verb takeoff means the mutual removal of spectacles, the blind foolishness of a kiss, means imitation as sincerest form of mockery, means planes shrugging loose for another continent. Not in the language I have left, where the sense is more to reap and not to sow, to decapitate. How to retain them both then, as I move, the slant sense of perspective, the dance of railway tracks, steel smiling in the sun. How to ensure that the dust stays on my sandals as I walk. And then, because of a number of reasons, I started moving back, creating stuff in both languages at the same time. Not one and then its translation, but one inspiration, one more or less vocabulary, and one get it out there into language. This was published in the shop. Hasn't been collected in both languages. The English is in the Trilby book. This was printed in the Best of Irish 2007 by Colin Donagh. There's a kind of a place like the Connor Pass near where I live in Donegal, and you've been driving for 5 hours and you're whacked, and you come to this beautiful place and you rise up, if the car is good enough, you rise up through the pass, and suddenly you see the islands and the sea and the sunset, and you're within 5 miles of home, food, a toilet, which at that stage is very important. And this happens there. Fridor, a glider. Jemaine Mlion Mishat Nakhekko Hui Off Kruishin Nagrak Gan Comfortan and Kar the Drogala Ek Ardu Mali Yagelu the Udras Mekmul and Yerini Parshal Ageno We went and filled the scale somewhat Shaila Hugo Tamar Togum Mahu will our ear shin kura nishbeda Er kurs na skamul tromul sion The skamul varam gom the shin will bagage nyaps to untu Cantalu Slan, Wadi Nestidimit, Masala, and Omnipodidic, Gibrandulesh, Ubriam. And like a lot of poems that you work on for a long time, it becomes a philosophical poem bordering on the religion. I drive on northwards to the hills. The cold, hard breast of hills, no comfort there. The car reluctant to take each ride, but obedient to gears and mechanical instruction. This is to be done. It has nothing to do with will. Driving. That's what it is. Driving. I raise up my eyes to the horizon's contoured clouds, the heavy bulges hanging low over it, blue-black clouds which threaten snow and sleet and build up to a thunderous roaring roar. But suddenly from thunderheads there leaps into deep winter azure slim silver glider with long wings spread across, describing curves on the sky with a blessed silence. Hangs on thermal currents, grasps what I cannot see or understand, hovers on feathers of faith, on nails of courage, someone without an engine, with no sure ground, storm dogs at his heels, all the metal shining in the sun. I want to... Can I have another couple? Again, this was another of these poems written kind of simultaneously in two different languages. It's a hard thing to describe. This is a summer poem at Christmas, and again, it's a love poem. Yamu Glan and Solosik Tanya Sheet, Margaret Marjana Ranki, Buddha, Ruth of Iskamo Glan, Kin La. Nihonam is Kuma, Kirin Shen Yarrow will be a Fakir in the Hyon, and Jing the Shiri of the Kirna in the Vera. Fien Gal, Yarvillish Nakhira Makarabi, a Shok Char, Jose of Jura, Shinflina, Jared Lyager, the Pajajeshkur, Skyak, Pajas, Conspoid the Mohan on Swordnish, Ruigan Nahan the Rilhan Hartarika, when in Medicine the Jihikusaita, the Horaku in the Mail and Smish, the Janathi and Avide Olin, and I, the Master of the Nida. Sometimes when you read a poem, you realize, God, I should have done that slightly differently. Nevertheless, that's part of the process. Cider tear, light through it, or as they say in France, troubled, crushed with white cloud through the glass. Not the same, not different. Sends the same magic confusion through my head, the same itch to my fingers to do mischief. Dry white wine that cannot but be wet, right temperature, rosé with condensation beating on the glass, a strong red of the south, Gaillac perhaps. Generous in the mouth, sorts out the disagreement of the senses. Sends the snakes of rules and regulations back overseas, rubs off the rust of your underuse from the silent conversation of the mouth and skin, of tongues in wondrous confusion, of breath mixing in madness. And, I have a daughter who works with me Biography Institute attached to the University of Vienna, and I did a biography myself years back, and we had a long conversation, and then she went back to Vienna, and I wrote a poem about the whole thing, which was published in the Salzburg Poetry Review. But even more importantly for me, which she had pinned up on the common room notice board, work. The Art of Biography for Katrina. Research a biography. Move in on all the known facts. Search out new ones. Make deductions, hypothesize, guesses, leaps. The wilder the better. Stare at portraits, photos. Read all the work, the friend's work, the contemporaries, enemies, critics and commentators, the food included. Really. check out, meet walls and do as the sea does, go round, over, under, meet silences and stop, look, listen, meet quicksands and chance at Lightfoot, backtrack. Have your own theories, reflect them, there is no sure compass, piece his together, attack, defend them, cold analysis, warm sympathy together, work out what influenced him, who, what influence he had, on whom. Get him so close he itches, you scratch. Closer than a brother, a pavement shadow, a footnote. Know he changes over time as you do. Hear the rumble of his gut, the voice of his bank manager. Sense something of his love. On those many days he bores you, the courtesies allow a cooling period, mannered social context, an alternate but relevant activity. He will become your reflection in a mirror of dark and twisted glass, his ways more valid than your own. Parts of the vase will be restorer's neutral resin, but the shape must always be true. Be unafraid to say you do not know, but lend your voice to them, resonating in the voice box of your book. And this then is power sharing. The last poem I want to do is sort of a love poem again. The autumn of our love. This is the autumn of our love. Heat undiminished, but occasional. The close greenery loosening to crimson, gold, to letting go. Branches bend to the weight of ripening fruit, and birds begin to mask in trees and wires, discussing weather and the time to go. Insects move in air, settle everywhere, their thin wail, alien metallic dress, exotic in a space-invading show. Night comes earlier, and we take joy in that. Dusk takes its own decisions, and we fall in with them. First of all, first fruits were so long ago. Soft bloom on everything for the gentle touch. Peach, birch leaf, raspberry, your skin most of all. Burnished nut too falls to palm, seeks mouth as apples do. This then is the autumn of our love. The seasons need to flare, store memories away. Bed down deep before the winter comes, worm and crow.